Well, through this spring carnival down in Melbourne, as we've done in the last few years, we've got our man on the ground at Werribee, where the internationals will flock to over the next few weeks. That's Leo Schlink from the Melbourne Herald Sun and News Limited. Leo, first time there this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. Yes, it felt very familiar there this morning. Not too many people around and not too many horses, but great to be back down there, and we saw the first wave of the Godolphin Army out there today, and Folkeswood, Jungle Cat and Blair House all out exercising and making the slow transition towards the races.
And they've come early, these three, for Charlie Appleby. Talking with Charlie a few weeks ago, they've really got the aim to get them going. I think a couple of these will run on, what is it, Saturday week, the first day that they can come out of quarantine.
That's right. They arrived on Saturday morning, really early, last Saturday morning, that is. And you're right, Andrew, Caulfield is the day for them. Folkeswood heads towards the Naturalism, and Jungle Cat will go towards Sir Rupert Clark. Blair House will be held back a week for, I think it's the day after the AFL Grand Final, and he will kick off there in the Underwood. And on that same day, the first big shipment of internationals arrive, so it's going to be a very busy day.
It will be, for sure. I think there's 30-odd on that second shipment. What did you glean this morning from the Godolphin team on these three?
Chris was the travelling head lad for Charlie. He's very happy with the way they've travelled down. He said folks would handled it like an old pro. He led the work this morning. He was probably 8 or 10 lengths in front of Jungle Cat, and Blair House was a long way behind, but to be expected given that he's a week off the others in terms of his race targets, but are very happy with the way things have gone. It's going to be a full house at Werribee this year, but Godolphin have taken up residence in their usual barn, and this year I think there'll be something like 32 boxes down there, and they will be full. First time ever that we've seen the third stable used. There's, as you know, Andrew, there's one at either end of the straight, and there'll be another one right behind the grandstand as well.
Yeah, which was there last year, but this is the first year that they've got it in use. We all know Folkeswood because it ran a beauty in the Cox Plate. Do you know, I mean, going to the Naturalism, are they keen on the Caulfield Cup, or they want to have another go at the Cox Plate?
I think they're leaving options open, but I think the first one would be to have a crack at the, if they could, the Caulfield Cup. They've given this horse a light year so far. So they're just very much leaving it open to Charlie and his read on what is the best path to follow. So that's the way for him. Jungle Cat obviously be aimed at the 1,400 metre mile races. And with Blair House, one of the horses who's been invited to the Cox Plate. So we'll see what happens there. So he is one horse I think they're hoping to go through and really lift his game a bit.
Yeah, well, Charlie Appleby could end up. I know the mail is that he could have a couple in the Melbourne Cup as well. So his numbers are going to be strong again in Melbourne.
Yeah, and he seems to have really found the formula, Andrew, as well. Get down early, use some of the races around the place. We know what success he's had in the country cups and also some of the city features. So he's got a really good handle on what's required here, and he's had a lot of luck. And the formula seems to work really well for him.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. All right, so it was just steady stuff this morning, and for those horses that run on Saturday week, I expect that they'll build it up over the next week.
Saturday, there's going to be some serious work for all three, but particularly the first two, Folkeswood and Jungle Cat. They did two laps today, good, strong work, and Chris has ever, they had the vets go with them today. No problems that they get so far anyway, so everything's on target for Saturday week.
All right. We'll talk to you regularly as we get, and obviously when that large group, you're going to have 10 sets of eyes, mate.
It's going to be, track work starts, you know, Andrew, at 7 o'clock, the first wave. They've got to be off the track by 8:15, the next wave from 8:30 until about, I think it's around about close to 10 o'clock, and then the third wave. So track work will finish about 11 o'clock each day, so they'll feel like they're back on the heath at Newmarket.
Yes, it will be by then, particularly if it's warm. All right, Leo, thank you for that, mate. We'll certainly stay in contact. We'll chat again next week, the early part of it, and get some more info for our listeners heading into the Naturalism and the Rupert Clark. Thanks for your time, Leo.
Thanks, Andrew.